So, what's new since Revolution?
A brand new album. That's that we're very proud of.
The 10th?
Yeah, actually the 10th, and it's almost closing in on the 20th anniversary. 2 decades with Hammerfall, 10 albums, and Built to Last is the new album, and that we're very, very proud of. And
right.
Yeah, and we found a certain way of doing stuff now that makes everyone happy, and the progress is really good. So,
how democratic is Hammerfall?
Quite democratic, I have to say. Yeah,
each member has its say one way or the other.
Oh yes, and I think that's a thing that been developing through the years. Since I joined the band 2009, I've known some of the guys for a long time, but the development that's been now is like, we all have our sort of positions in the band, and that makes the band so strong when it comes to production, live or studio productions, and that's really good.
So you're complimenting each other?
A lot, yes.
Obviously, one of the key changes is in business side. You're moving from Nuclear Blast to Napalm Records.
Yeah.
Without saying any secrets, how the fans must understand the move?
I think it's quite clear, actually, because the thing is, our record deal with Nuclear Blast ran out after Revolution.
9 albums?
Yes, because it was three, every contract was 3 albums.
So 3 times 3?
Yeah, 3 times 3. And the thing is, when we started to talk, or negotiating, or what do you call it, with the Nuclear Blast, it was like having a girlfriend. You have to renew your relationship somehow. And we asked them, straight out, what can you do to make Hammerfall take the next step? What can we do? And still, they're secure. We've been working with them for 19 years, and they're happy with what we've been doing. And sometimes you have to change a little bit. And we started to talk to Napalm, and they came up with new ideas and stuff that was like, it sounds interesting.
So the idea, you knew that the contract will end, and you say, let's keep our options open and see what's going to come.
Exactly. We didn't have any plan of moving away from Nuclear Blast. That wasn't the plan at all. We would just talk in the band, what's the next step for us? And the next step, we still, write the songs. We have the concept clear, loud and clear, speaking out, the Hammerfall message with the true metal thing.
And when you negotiate, you're already recorded or
nothing? Nothing.
Because before the whole process?
Before all process. And that's more or less the Hammerfall way of doing it. Because the thing is, we never write 25 songs and then choose 10. Never. It never happens. We start to write, of course, embryos of songs, but they fall off along the way. So they never get finished songs, because somehow in the process of writing, it builds up to an album, and the goal is very clear from the beginning. And then, of course, it develops, we don't know what to call the album, we don't know some song titles and stuff like that. And that's what I like when I join the band, because it's not like we need to write a hit, we need to get some co-writers and stuff. It's not that. We don't chase something. We still do the thing we love, and we play music we love. We don't listen to people like, you should change, you should be more progressive, or you should be more metal, or harder. It's like Hammerfall. It's Hammerfall, and how to bring that to the next level. Then Napalm came in with it.
Because you may have read some news or stuff on the web, or people thinking, kind of the band not going step up, but step down. Because Nuclear Blast, maybe it's wrong, this image to be the biggest European metal label.
But sometimes that's the problem, because if you go in, for example, if maybe the media and fans and everyone, if we would assign with Sony, for example, they're going into a major, then we're going to be one out of 1,000. that they have to promote. And then it's a big department that's going to promote all these artists, and it's going to be the guy that loves pop music gets like, you have to promote Hammerfall, and it's going to be totally wrong, and it's going to fall off. I don't need to mention any names, but that happened very in the very near future with other bands, and that's why I can't say that we grow out of, we started when Hammerfall signed with Nuclear Blast. Nuclear Blast was a small label. Hammerfall made Nuclear Blast boom, become a bigger label. We made a lot of money for the record company and everything, so they could build up. And of course,
it was a win-win situation.
Well, we're happy and they're happy, but the thing is, then when they start to sign so many bands, and then suddenly they sign bands that's in the same category, or not the same music style, but they sign bands, and suddenly some bands,
even we don't just say names, but we have the feeling that now they push more Sabaton than Hammerfall.
Yeah, of course, but that's natural.
Yeah,
of course, but that's when you have to find. And that's, economically natural, but then it's like, if we wanted to, we always have to, go further and further. And I have to say, the last album, Revolution, is the, we have a top five in four countries in Europe. That never happened before.
It's not like the band is not going successful, but it's just the but I suppose also, even in Sweden, heavy metal artists, it's a small world. You all talk to each other, so you can talk to the guy with In Flames saying, how are you treated with Central Media and everything. So I suppose you chat within each other to see how label works and everything.
I don't think so. And the thing is that the most interesting thing is like the discussion we had was like, we're still, good. Of course they were surprised when we left and said we're going for another record company, but we need more, fresh input. They haven't worked with us. They see other opportunities. They see that, because Nuclear Blast, if you work in the same company, same thing happens every year. Nothing new happens. Yeah, it's a routine in every company.
Yeah, sure.
And that's why, CEOs in big companies get just pushed out and another one comes in, because the company is going that direction, but slow, and then they change it and boom, it takes off. And you never know, but with Napalm, we thought that, this sounds, sounds good. They have a good promotion plan, everything. That
you choose your best option for the band.
Yes, for the band.
All right. If we come back to Revolution, when you think about this period, so the whole writing, recording, tour, is there one souvenir, one event that pop in your mind, kind of synthesize this whole Revolution?
Yes. For the whole album, I have to say, of course, the break we had after Infected helped us out a lot to regain and get the perspective of where is the band, what are we doing, because we ran into some complicated stuff with managers and stuff before that, after
things were shaky within the band.
What is happening, and then we decided to take the break, and everyone, we're not going to do anything related to Hammerfall. Joakim went off and did Rock of Ages. I went off touring with other bands because I'm a sound engineer and producer also. And during that period, all of us started talking. It was like, we have to start writing again. This, I miss it a lot. Yeah. And we were talking. And we were talking about what is the recipe that's going to, what is the best things we've been, doing. And we said, okay, for doing an album, we're not going to have a demon producer coming in and telling us exactly how to do it. And what we did on Infected for the first time, because I'm producing and stuff, I said, I can record and I can do this. And we adapted, we took that experience from the Infected to the Revolution. And when we recorded, that was the best, we never had that much fun.